In November of 1974, Richard van der Veen was elected to the U.S. Congress from what was then Michigan's 5th District. Van der Veen was from Grand Rapids. He was the first Democrat in 60 years to be elected to represent the area in Congress, but he lost re-election 2 years later, and no Democrat has held the seat since. Now, there is a Democrat who thinks she has a shot. Polls show a close race, and most of the votes in the district come from Kent County. Our reporter, Dustin Dwyer, has been talking to voters there.
You can learn a lot about the fate of the Republican Party in Kent County through the voting history of Jim Spicer. Spicer says he was staunchly Republican until 2008, when an Illinois senator named Barack Obama ran for president.
Yep, that was the first Democrat I ever voted for.
Obama was inspiring, Spicer says. He talked about bringing people together. That year, helped by voters like Spicer, Obama won Kent County and won the presidency. But almost immediately, Spicer says he was disappointed. In 2012, he voted Republican again, choosing Mitt Romney. Romney won Kent County. Fast forward another 4 years, Spicer wasn't going to vote for Hillary Clinton, but he also really doesn't like Donald Trump.
So I started looking into the quote-unquote third-party candidates in Gary Johnson caught my eye.
Gary Johnson, the Libertarian. And now in 2020, Spicer says he's sticking with the Libertarian Party and voting for Joe Jorgensen for president. So what does all this mean for a congressional race? Well, all this time, the race for the 3rd District wasn't very competitive, but it tracks a lot of what Spicer was going through. I mean, Justin Amash, a Republican, also switched parties and is now a Libertarian, but he's not running for re-election. So, a district historically Republican, with at least some fed-up Republicans and no incumbent, could it switch? The choice comes down to Peter Meyer, a Republican, and Hillary Scolton, a Democrat. Spicer's vote?
I'm actually kind of excited about Peter Meyer.
Meyer served in the military, wants to cut government spending, supports protecting the Second Amendment, all things Spicer likes. So while Trump lost his vote for the presidency, Spicer at least is still picking a Republican for Congress. But polls now say it's a close race between Meyer and Scolton. And in the end, it may not come down to who voted in the past.
Vote today!
A couple Sundays ago, I was on the south side of Grand Rapids, where some organizers and the city set up an event called Souls to the Polls outside New Hope Baptist Church. There was voter registration, absentee ballot drop-off, and early voting in the parking lot. And there were volunteers encouraging people in the neighborhood to cast their vote. They came across Benny Mayfield on a basketball court.
You weren't going to vote?
Nope.
Why not?
I mean, I figured that my vote don't have no say-so in it. Because they're corrupt. They're going to do what they want to do anyway.
Mayfield says he has voted before, but he wasn't going to vote this time until someone convinced him to. That day, I also met Angela Inge.
I have never voted.
Why?
I don't know why. I don't know. I didn't think it was important, but I didn't know it was as important. But I realized it's important.
So she voted this time. Mayfield didn't want to tell me who he voted for. Inge says she voted for all Democrats, including Scolton. They both live in a congressional district that's gone Republican almost every election for the past 100 years. But since 2016, the city has added more than 12,000 more registered voters. The county, the biggest county in the district, has added more than 37,000 registered voters. If these people come out and vote, not just for the president, but for the congressional race, their vote will determine the future history of the district. I'm Dustin Dwyer.